Ooh, do you think people will be wanting to buy plants this spring?
Ooh.
Like house plants, or do you think it'll be another dry
spell?
Yeah. I didn't cut it up. I separated it. I divided my variegated Alocasia gagiana because it either needed a repot, which means bigger pot, or I split it up and keep one plant in the same size pot. And so that's actually what I ended up doing because I didn't want to make it. I didn't want to up pot it. It looked amazing, taking up a lot of room, but I split it up and then I listed the plants for sale. And guess what? Everyone's like, I want them. And I'm like, I didn't list them cheap.
Right.
Because it's a fancy plant. It's not the fanciest anthurium, but it's a nice variegated Alocasia.
Mm-hmm. You just did regular marketplace.
Yeah. However,
I was going to say, I didn't see it and I want
mine's
one.
Mine's been treated for, you can have a corm.
I would be okay with that.
Mine's been treated for, it's been treated with fungicide, so I don't get browning leaves
right.
unless they're dying, and my white parts stay white. They don't get crispy, so like,
I need to get on that.
It's a beautiful looking plant, and so I was like, I can command these higher prices, but because so many people like reached out right away, I was like, maybe I didn't price it high enough. But like, I don't know, the days of being greedy for plants, I feel like they're behind us.
I think that one is just a not as readily available, at least just in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
There isn't a lot of growers of that I know of.
Because they all kill them.
Bad, or it made its rounds and then people killed them. And so only the few that held on to them.
Yeah, I had
that
one.
Circle thing. So like.
True. Whoever doesn't have it now wants it.
I had one like 2 years ago, but then I lost it when I lost like everything. And I've just wanted another one since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's from Maggie gave it to me back in the day. So I know I pulled some corms out, Jen. So if you remind me, we will go corm searching.
An adventure.
Because the ones I currently have, I don't have any more babies to pull off them, and they're not quite spoken for, but they're kind of spoken for, so I can't help you out with the plant. But anyway, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast, everybody. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
And you've already heard, Jen is here joining us today. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
You remember Jen from episodes such as Extreme Plant Burnout, and what other one were you in for?
That was the only one I've been here for.
We just had to record it twice.
We had to record it twice.
So Jen's been here for 2 episodes, but technically only 1 episode. Anyway, today we are going to be talking all of the string of plants.
String of things.
So this includes string of hearts, string of pearls, string of turtles, string of watermelons, string of...
bananas.
Yep. String of tears, string of beans. Let's see if we can name them all. There's all the variations of string of hearts. Variegated string of hearts, silver hearts, silver glory, silver heart, orange river. And then there's string of frogs.
Yep.
String of sharks.
Which I don't really count as a string of...
dolphins.
Oh, yeah, dolphins.
No, it's not like in the same genus.
No.
People get away with it. String of nickels. What else are there?
String of needles. String of ribbon.
String of ribbon?
Yeah. So
would you count ruby necklace as a technique?
Ruby necklace is a string of?
Yeah. Because a lot of people call it string of rubies.
Yep.
What's the spades or arrows? String of arrows?
There's both.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arrows is a separate one?
Yeah, they're different. They're shaped differently. They're like a different width.
One's an arrowhead and one's more like...
rounded.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then we have my string of question marks that I have. That no one can figure out what
not,
it is.
It's not a question mark. That's a cool shape.
Right?
It's not a question mark shape.
No one can figure out what it is.
What does it look like? A cross between string of pickles and string of rubies, but it's not string of rubies.
Does it have the red stem? Or
no.
Oh.
Have I not shown you a picture of it?
Mm-hmm. It's like string of rubies if it didn't have the red coloring.
Interesting.
But it's like smaller.
And like Jen showed me the side by side of like, it looks like this and it looks like this. But then when you see the actual plant, it looks different enough from both of them.
Oh. Yeah.
So Jen will be sharing these pictures in the Discord so you guys can look.
Yes.
Them.
And
did
so,
you acquire it?
Yeah, I got it up at Sargent's and Red Wing. And no one there knew what it was. But it's almost like a banana, but smaller because they're shorter, but they've got like a bluish gray tint to it.
Yeah, like
with the window at the bottom and the aerial roots that grow out are red.
Something cross pollinated at a nursery somewhere.
And like I've searched Reddit. I even asked on Reddit and everyone was like, that's a string of rubies. And I'm like, I guarantee you it's not. Guarantee you it's not. And then everyone else was like, oh, easy, string of bananas. And I'm like, also not. But that's the only two anyone can think of.
Let me show you my extensive string of collection. You think
Because like I even asked on the houseplant collective thing. Mm-hmm. No one knew on that either.
Well, that's not surprising.
So now I just have it labeled in like the sheet I have for Google, and on the tag on it, it's just string of with like 4 question marks.
Huh.
because no one knows what it is.
Are rubies a Sarah?
No, they're Athonopecapensis.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Bananas is
Serapegia. Or no. Yeah,
no, Serapegia is Senecio. Hearts. Senecio radicans.
Senecio radicans.
That would Which be... isn't a thing anymore. They're now curio.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that'd be really weird if like two completely different gene genera mated, but I see.
They're the same thing, just a different name now.
Gotcha.
Because the string of... Were string of pearls always curio?
I believe so.
Interesting. That, whatever. I knew they switched. Did I switch in my head?
That's kind of a good starting point. Is there's so many string ofs, but there was three different genera that they covered. Now two.
Well, and don't forget, you know, like string of turtles is a fucking peperomia.
Oh, yep. Right. So yeah, they aren't all in the same family.
Yeah, it's mostly just like an aesthetic. Oh, they are a string of, you know, X.
There is a small vine, very thin-ish kind of vine filled with leaves.
Most of the time they're succulents.
Yep.
Do we know of any that aren't? I would argue the peperomia is not a succulent.
String of frogs.
Yeah.
String of technically, frogs. Isn't that technically a ficus?
Yeah.
Shit.
Are we going to conclude like ivies in this? Because those would all, you argue... The characteristics that are string
of. I don't
ofs.
Consider ivy part of the well, string like
if,
ofs.
Yeah, if we're going to go that way, then a pothos vine.
No. Because you just said vine right there. These aren't really vines.
Right.
Or are they?
Will they attach?
I did try to grow bananas up, and it did get bigger like you would expect it to. Did it grow aerial roots? I don't know. I didn't leave it long enough to
I've accidentally
out.
Had them grow up, like up the macrame part.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine have always reached.
Yep.
Maybe, well, Jen, that could be a project of yours sometime when you're bored.
Yes, add it to my many projects that I have going.
Exactly.
In all my abundance of free time.
Oh, yeah. Can you share some of that with me?
Right.
I'm currently in between jobs, and I still feel like I don't have enough hours in the day, and I'm not even spending 8 hours at work. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Time is a construct that's made up. Anyway, what was your, all of you, all of us, what was our first string of plant? Mine was bananas.
Just a regular old string of pearls.
I think I got dolphins first.
Dolphins is the only one I don't like.
I like dolphins if you can throw it right.
I don't like them.
I grew mine in Lucca.
I don't like the way they're shaped, and I don't like how they grow.
Interesting.
They're very
They're
scraggly.
Too unruly.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, I enjoy the dolphins because of the whimsy, and once they get heavy enough, the scraggly kind of goes away. For me, the most annoying one that I grew was watermelons, because...
I love my watermelons.
I know you do, and you Jen actually has my watermelons. I sold it to her back in the day.
That I chopped into tiny pieces. Now mine's like a giant waterfall.
It's really cool. But like for me, every time I would like look at it funny, a string would break or a watermelon would fall off. And like, do you still, find you have that problem, right?
No.
Okay, then mine wasn't getting enough light. It was cool. It just, it annoyed me a little too much. So, but I do love those fat little watermelons.
I know.
They're so cute.
Especially when they get like a little sun stressed and they have like the little stripes, like an actual watermelon. Oh, yeah.
Christine, what about you? That least favorite.
Least favorite?
Or is it also dolphins?
I mean, it could be in the same breath just because I couldn't. So for dolphins to keep their shape, you have to give them the enough light or else they get fat because they grow larger surface area to try and find more light. And I couldn't give that. I still can't with my west windows. They need a lot of light. Mm-hmm.
For dolphins specifically?
I would argue most string ofs.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in that, not curio. What is their new?
Senecio.
No, curio is the new.
Oh, curio? Mm-hmm. Okay. And their new, all of them in that genera. So like your bananas, your dolphins, your pearls. I've found bananas need less light. My bananas was my most successful one and probably the one I want back the most.
Would you like some cuttings? I can take some cuttings of mine that Jen gave me, which I gave to Jen.
I could probably go to Home Depot and find one. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Or you can save $4 and not have to quarantine it.
True. We'll see. Let me think on it.
I think the string of rubies don't need as much light either.
I liked my rubies too. That was a nice fat little guy. But that's another one where if you don't look at it correctly, it will drop like half of its leaves. And I had again, it's a light thing. I couldn't give them enough light. So I always had a lot of leaf drop off on mine.
And when I mean they don't need a lot of light, that means... Does not mean put them in a north window.
Right.
That I still have my
fine
even my semi obstructed west window wasn't enough for it. So you definitely got to think of grow cabinets. And at that time, I didn't want to give them the space in grow cabinets because I had higher priority plants in there.
Well, and I don't like having them on a shelf because I like the trailing effect.
Right,
my windows.
Jen's great. Windows full of string ofs.
Nice.
Okay, so if someone's going to get a string and plant and bring it home, how are we going to grow it? We've been talking about windows.
Well, should we start with what's a good beginner one?
You said bananas. We agreed.
Okay. Did I say
They're
that?
They're also easy to find, so if you kill them, you're fine.
I would also say regular string of pearls / tears / beans. Those are basically the same plant with different leaf shapes, so like those are all fine. Bananas is good. I do say bananas is a little more forgiving than string of pearls.
Yeah. Right.
They're also less sticky.
Yes.
String of pearls want, they release this, like...
A lot of them do. The hearts don't near as much, but, like, a lot of them, like...
Yeah, but, like, the pearls will stick to stuff, and they will attract, like, lint and stuff, but the bananas don't really do that.
Or you'll look at the bottom of them, and they all have dog hair attached to them.
Yeah. Or, like, the cats walked through the pearls, and then all of a sudden it's just, like, fuzzy now.
Yep.
My philodendrons have a nice layer of cat hair from the extra floral nectar.
The string of hearts, I would say, is also easy enough to start with.
Yep.
So I would say those would be the ones we...
I do love a string of hearts.
Do you know I've never had a regular string of hearts?
Oh, really?
I've never had just a regular one.
That's funny.
I would argue string of hearts needs more upkeep just because they grow so much faster.
They are fast.
Asterix.
Okay, so
like, you have to stay on top of them.
When we get to string of hearts, I will tell you, if you're growing as good, you won't have to.
And what I did with mine, that now I absolutely hate it.
Oh, yeah. Jen put it on a trellis. You did a heart trellis,
I did
too,
a heart trellis, and it looked amazing. And then I got real tired of it real fast.
Well, I put it on the heart trellis because it was over 8 feet long.
Yeah.
And I got tired of it because I had it wound around a bunch of other plants.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to chop it because it's beautiful. And it's my orange river that I did. And so because all the strands are already all tangled, so I had to, like, wrap it around in kind of like a rope and then wrap it back around and then back around over the trellis. And I hate it. Absolutely hate it. So I'm just hoping that it'll fill out and look better some way as it keeps growing and I keep winding things around. Because there's no way I can untangle it at this point.
Right.
And I don't want to just completely chop it off.
I did that. It got so round up that I was like, nope. I just cut everything back to the base. Yep.
The string of hearts that I have... variegated string of hearts. I'm growing it in a grow frame, and this is funny, it only gets light from the top down. It's not near a window. The 5 foot vine of hearts doesn't get enough light,
but it's sustained at the base.
It is thick and bushy at the base. I don't have any scraggly strands at all, and I was thinking, like, they're gonna lose leaves, it's gonna get bare eventually. It just keeps putting out new growth points.
Nice. Oh, that's...
Oh, at the base?
Yeah. Like, the plant will just start a new growth point, new vine, whatever. So, like, to this day, I can go upstairs and I can show it to you right now. Looks amazing. And, I honestly didn't expect it to work, but it did. And I grew it almost to the floor from where it was hanging in the grow frame. And then I cut it way back, got, 4 feet off. And then, again, I've since let it keep going, and it still looks great. So... that's an important thing when you are giving your string of light. They do need light at the base, but you can also just give them light on their strands. Just know that if you're only giving them light on their strands, your top is probably going to look pretty bare.
Yep, it's going to get bare.
So when I first grew these, I had them in macrame in a southwest facing window, and I had them directly in the window. Like, Brandon put screws into the top of the window that I then hung my macrames on. And I had different, like, size macrames, so I could have the pot hanging in a different, like, height of the window. And then as they got longer, the plant got closer and closer to the top of the window. But reminder, the way windows work, if you have a plant that's living in, like, the top foot of your window, even if it is next to the window, the sun rays do not come in the window like that, and that top of the plant's not getting any light. So if it has a bunch of strands of leaves that are hanging down, like, those will get your light. But just because it's in the window, it's so close to the top of the window, it won't be getting any light. So do note that. And we're not saying you have to, but we are saying it's beneficial.
Yes.
So I had great success in a southwest facing window. South windows are ideal. West windows are great. Jen, do you have any in east windows?
I don't have anything in any east windows. Gotcha. Because our east windows are the ones by our deck where everything is completely covered by trees.
That's true. Okay. I would say east probably isn't enough. Like, if you're going to do good about watering, you can probably grow them in an east window. It's just not going to look as magnificent as if you gave them more light. You can always do grow lights.
Yes.
I don't know. Any other tips and tricks for lighting?
Give it to them.
Yeah. They soak it right up.
Okay. Watering.
So I actually water my strings, like, every week, week and a half.
Yeah. I always kept mine on the same schedule as the rest.
Yep.
And
if you give them enough light, more water is fine. Yeah. But you have to give them enough light.
if you've heard the wait till they get wrinkly before watering, take that information and flush it down the toilet.
It's like the Hoya argument. Yep. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you're stressing them out by mm-hmm. having them do that. Really what you want to do is if you're just starting out, wait for the soil to go almost completely dry. Wait for the pot to get nice and light. You don't have to wait for it doesn't have to get dry, dry, dry.
Right.
Most, I would say 75% of the way through the pot dry.
Yes.
Especially if you're an overwaterer and you're new to string ups. That's what I would start with. Don't wait till they get wrinkly. But if you do have to wait till they get wrinkly the first couple times, just so that you don't overwater them, transition yourself into caring for them that way. It's fine. But don't let that be your sole method of relying on when you need to water.
Because they'll live, but they won't thrive if you're constantly letting them get wrinkly before mm-hmm. you water them.
Right.
It'll stress them out a lot. And then they do stay plumper and juicier if they get more water.
Like my beans are nice and chunky.
Hell yeah. So this kind of ties in with soil, too. If you have them in a well-draining mixture, you can do what Christine and Jen do and water them, when you water the rest of your aroids and other plants. And, I have some... I have an aloe from Mackie in my tent. And same thing, whenever I water the tent, that bad boy gets watered. And he soaks in water, but I think Mackie has him in 50% cocoa coir or 50% pumice. So it's well draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
But he's happy. He's got three pups just trucking along.
Yeah.
And it's a succulent. I know he's getting enough light, so that's why I can get away with it. But yeah, the lighting will be your first thing. If you're an overwaterer, you're going to want to make sure to put it in a airy mix. And then also pay attention to when you're watering.
Do we want to talk window trick?
What's the window trick?
On pearls and a lot of the curio, they have the window, the stripe.
Oh, the little window.
Yeah. Oh, it's the window on the plant.
I was like, what about windows?
So on the plant, if you look at Horthia, is a great plant to mm-hmm. Google what the windows quote unquote look like. It's this translucent piece
stripe
on the leaf that lets sunlight in, and you're basically looking directly inside the leaf through that. And all of the curio brands of string of, so pearls, beans, dolphins have them, bananas watermelon. Have them, watermelons have them. When it gets bigger, right? When it gets bigger is when you want to water, because it'll start to stretch.
I've never heard of the window tricks.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've never heard of this either.
Okay, fine. We might have to pause and Google. But I just remember it because it's been so long since I've grown them. That window will it either expands or shrinks when the plant wants to get watered.
I feel like it would probably shrink, so it's letting in less light to preserve, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, if anyone of you know what soybeans look like, how they're yellow with a little black eye, that's kind of what the window on the string of pearls looks like. It's not very big. Kind of like a little stripe.
A little stripe.
Yeah.
Okay. So watch the windows, only water when they close. Mm-hmm. So there's a really good, if you Google that,
I would be curious to pay attention to my own pearls right now and see if that's before or after I would normally water.
I can save this image.
I kind of want to watch now, too. Yeah. See.
I'm going to save this image. I'll put it in the Discord when this episode releases so everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Woo!
It's a really good example of a side-by-side of what they're talking about.
Oh, the ones on the right almost look like they're dehydrated too much.
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. Water. If they're getting enough light, you can feel free to water them regularly. Soil mixture.
Well,
I was
draining.
Gonna say, so they sell cocoa. Cactus mix. They have cactus and succulent mix. I am
not a fan
of this. You guys don't like it either?
No. Nope.
Usually
has way too much sand in it.
Yes.
I find that it stays hydrophobic.
Yes.
Way more than my usual substrate. So that is why I don't like it. Yes, it does have a lot of sand. Sand is just there for drainage purposes. It doesn't hold water. Doesn't release water. It's just there to take up space. You can also just not even bother with sand and just use perlite or pumice or vermiculite, whatever you have on hand. So right. I usually just take my regular potting mix and just add another scoop of perlite to it when I'm doing my succulents.
Yep. I don't really have a separate mix either.
Nope. And what's nice is I can just add a little more perlite, we're good to go. So, mm-hmm. I have been doing the cocoa coir that Christine does. So, depending on the plant, it's cocoa coir and some perlite.
That's what my mix is.
Sometimes I'll throw in some cocoa croutons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I won't, depending on the plant.
I wonder if that's why you're having to water more than me.
I don't use a lot of croutons because I know that they help dry out a little bit more.
Oh, I argue the other. Because if you're doing more perlite than you would cocoa croutons, your plant's going to dry out more because the croutons actually hold on to moisture.
Yep.
So that's why I'm almost doing like a 50-50 coir in croutons and then adding in perlite.
That's really chunky.
That's kind of what I have on mine.
It's really chunky. Yeah.
That's kind of what most of mine is. But then when I do four like string ups, I pick out a lot of the cocoa chunks.
Yeah, because the tiny plants can't.
Yep.
It's too chunky for tiny plants.
Yeah, I mostly do the chunky stuff in the like the big 8-inch pots and larger. I don't know. I do like my perlite in my cocoa coir because the cocoa coir can be so dense.
And it doesn't get really hydrophobic, which is lovely.
That's, yeah, another thing. Like, if you have plants that are drying out, that stay dry, that don't re-wet very much, use some cocoa or just switch completely to cocoa. I helped Brandon's sister repot some plants on Thursday. And I brought, she had her potting mix, which I think was like Fox Farms with added perlite.
Ah.
And I brought over my cocoa coir and we just, she's a chronic underwater. So I was like, let's add cocoa coir to this. It'll keep more moisture in your plants. For succulents, we'll just add a little bit more, perlite. We're good to go. But yeah, you can amend your mix based on whatever you're using. We don't like the cactus and succulent mix. If you want to use it, go for it.
And it's so expensive.
I also, like when I was using it up, I would put, like I'd mix up my regular soil and then I'd just take one scoop of cactus succulent mix, throw it in my regular potting mix, use it up that way, but not a fan of it. So you don't feel like you have to use it. Just amend what you're currently using to make it more draining. But yeah, if your succulents, your string ofs, if they have plenty of drainage and they're getting plenty of light, you don't have to not water them very often. Mm-mm. You can give them a bunch of water. And we're also soaking our plants.
Yep. Right.
We're dousing the soil. We're making sure they're wet. It's none of those like, I'll give it a cup of water once a week shit. Nope.
Oh, I was talking to someone the other day and they brought up the ice cube in their orchid thing. And I was like, stop doing that right now.
Stop it. There's no ice cubes in nature.
No.
Except where the plants don't really grow. Yeah. Now that I know about plants, the ice cube in the orchid trick, like, God, that's so stupid.
Yes.
It's not enough water. Like, just because you're giving it to the plants slowly.
It's too cold.
That's not how rain works either. Like in the rainforest or whatever, it's just going to rain.
Right.
It's not going to be like, oh, here, let me do this slowly so you can absorb it.
Yeah.
No. Okay, let's see. Fertilizing?
I didn't do it when I had them. I currently don't have any string of things, so I
have enough for both of us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just fertilize every time I water, like, all my other plants.
Yeah, I feel like that was just what I would do is I would put the...
We can try and push through it. Sorry, everybody. The heater's on. It's the middle of the winter. It's going to be loud.
Womp womp.
You either get the heater or you get the dog.
Right.
We chose heater.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, it's the same water I use when I water the rest of my plants. And I know, like, some people will be like, you don't have to, like, fertilize succulents. You don't have to fertilize at all, or you fertilize sparingly, or you fertilize lightly. Like, I don't know. They look bigger and plumper when I fertilize, so.
Yeah, I just do the same thing I do with all my other houseplants.
Propagating.
There's butterfly.
Butterfly. Always butterfly.
There's many different ways to propagate. You can take cuttings of strings, take a couple leaves off, root them in water, pot them up.
I have never had luck with potting in water. Or, sorry, trying to root in water.
For anything or for these ones?
For string ofs.
Okay. Watermelon. Watermelon are the only ones I'll do that, where you root them in water first.
I've done pearls and stuff.
I've only ever done watermelon. The rest of them I just throw in and stick them in and they're fine.
The easiest, absolute easiest way you can propagate any string ofs, the butterfly propagation method, put it on top of, like, get your soil ready, your nice soil mix. Sometimes I'll put just, like, straight cocoa coir, just, like, a quarter inch over the top of the soil. Get it wet. Take your plants, take your string ofs, cut them into individual leaf/nodes.
So they look like little butterflies?
If they're hearts.
Yeah.
If they're pearls, they won't look like butterflies.
True.
But it's basically just single node cuttings. You lay them on the top of the soil so that the node is touching the soil. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Put it somewhere kind of warm with plenty of light and forget about it for a month.
Yeah, have I ever told you how I do my butterfly? I chop off one of the leaves so it's only one-sided.
I've been doing that too because they take up so much room and I want
a fuller pot. Yep, so you get a fuller pot. Mm-hmm.
So that is something you won't see on all the YouTube videos of pretty little influencers telling you how to butterfly prop, is to cut off one set of the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lay flatter, they'll take up less room so you can put more nodes on that soil surface, and then you will end up with a fuller, bigger plant.
The beautiful part of this method is what now they've, once they like root, you've got this nice little disc that you can just throw on top of a.
Okay, Christine's talking about the disc thing, which is something I've done. You can either do it in a regular size pot or you can do it in a shallow saucer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, so Christine's talking about when I've done it in a shallow saucer, I've burned holes in the bottom of the plastic with a soldering iron. And then you can just pick that up out of its little saucer and plop it on top of whatever size pot you're going to.
I have never thought about doing that.
It's so easy.
That's such a good idea.
It helps the soil not
rot
too wet for them.
Right.
But also I've done it just fine with like a regular pot. So I've done it both ways.
Oh, like just starting in a mm-hmm. pot?
Yeah.
Yep. That's, I normally just start in a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the key is going to be that Ziploc bag. You're keeping it sealed in 100% humidity. The soil's wet, so there's where your moisture's coming from. The bag's not letting it evaporate, mm-hmm. so it's just creating like a little nice little environment for those guys to live. Having it be a little warm is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Having light is important.
I always just throw it in the bottom shelf of my Mills bow. That's where I put all my props. For strings. It's perfect.
It's nice because then it's not sitting on sphagnum moss that you then have to untangle from the roots. You don't have to mess with it once it roots. They just root directly into the pot you're going to be growing them in, and your job is done.
Right.
So you can leave them in the pot, or sorry, in the Ziploc bag for as long as you want. I usually wait until I see, like, a bunch of growth happening,
mm-hmm.
and then I pull it out. I'll try to, like, acclimate it a little bit. But they also don't, like, show signs of distress if you just pull it out of the humidity.
They're pretty hardy, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like an alocasia, which will get wilty.
Throw a hissy
fit. Take away its humidity unexpectedly.
Sorry, I took you from 100% to 95%.
95 would be fun.
I'm sounding about alocasias.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Shit. And then, to get your bigger plant, too. This is also kind of in line with this. If you want a big, full, bushy plant, absolutely do the butterfly method. Use mm-hmm. as many nodes as you can possibly fit on the surface of that pot. Don't just be like, oh, here's 5 nodes. Let's make a plant. That's 5 nodes isn't going to be full at all.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, though, what I like to do is I'll propagate it. I'll let it grow out. And then I will take cuttings. So... You don't, like, sometimes I've been ruthless and I've cut back every single mm-hmm. long strand so that I just have, like, it's not bald on top, but it's like I gave it a buzz cut.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing then is you are forcing the plant to pop out additional growth points further down on the vine, which is going to be closer to your soil. And then once those grow in, you will have even more growth points because your original one growth point will have, like, 1 or 2 or 3.
Do y'all know what else I do?
What?
I will take the strands that I have, and I don't cut them yet,
but
I wind them around the top of the soil, and then I use, like, what are they, floral picks?
You can use floral picks, but strawberry forks.
Yep, and I, like, pin it down,
plastic and nice.
And then I let it root for a little bit, and then I'll chop in between each node, and each that will put up its whole new thing, too.
So that way is nice, because you're just taking a couple strands,
mm-hmm.
you're filling out the top of the pot by wrapping that strand on top. Those nodes will all root into the soil. And then, Jen's saying she cuts. I don't feel like a lot of people do the cutting after mm-hmm. they've wrapped the plant on top.
I do because I feel like it gives you a better chance of more growth.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're all on their own.
Yes. And then that forces each of those nodes to put out its own vine instead of just, like, hoping that that intact vine puts out multiple nodes.
Because, like, if you do just leave it, sometimes you won't get any more growth and it'll just keep growing from the end.
Yep.
Where if you chop it into pieces, you get a bunch of them.
But you're doing this after it's rooted in.
Yes.
So those nodes, they're not going to just, like, die because there's mm-hmm. nothing there. That is nice. That is easy. And then that's also a little bit less commitment for those of you who are like, I don't want to chop it yet. You can wait until you see it growing in. You can also use this trick on, like, naked pothos vines.
You can. I have.
Yep. I just did it for Brandon's sister the other day. Except we used bobby pins. That's all she had.
That's interesting.
Yeah, let those vines root into the soil, wait till they're rooted, choppy chop, and that'll force all of them to put out new vines. So plenty of ways to get your plant to branch out. I will note that if your goal is to do what I did and cut your plant back to encourage, like, the back budding, I like to do this early on when I've made a plant so that all of my, like, vines branch out closer mm-hmm. to the surface of the soil versus, like, 2 feet down already.
Yep.
And then if you get to the point where you find your plant is just bald and you want to start over, here's a cool thing you can do. I've done it a couple times. Just chop the whole plant bald. Leave the roots. Don't let it dry out.
Mm-hmm.
Give it 2 months. It'll grow back. It'll be bushy as hell.
Yep.
It'll come back. It'll look amazing. And then you can propagate whatever you cut off or throw it away. But the root system, once you've chopped off all its stuff, it'll come back. And it'll come back very full.
And it's so satisfying to just chop them.
Ooh, and then what's nice is since that root system is already established, you will get bigger leaves sooner.
Yep.
So that's also super cool. Yeah. And if you're letting your plant dry out too much, or if you are not giving it enough light, like, you will find you get naked vines sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a little bit more upkeep in terms of how often you have to start the plant over. You also don't have to, like, chop it completely. You can take, like, you know, half the vines and chop them back and leave the other vines. And then the ones you chopped will back bud and start growing. So don't be afraid to cut, but you do lose that progress. So, but for me, I'd rather have a little more time to get a big bushy plant started that I can let grow out than have like a really scraggly, like 5 vine, 8 foot long string of hearts hanging out. I love the bushy ponytail look. That's what it looks like to me. It's a big bushy ponytail. Cause I'm not, well, for the string of hearts, I'm not untangling that anymore.
Oh no.
I used to
untangle all my strings, and now I'm like, good luck.
That's one thing I liked about the bananas is that one was always very easy to keep untangled.
That one is true.
Oh, one thing when we talk about watering, we didn't talk about the taco test, which is specific to string of hearts and or string of arrows.
Mm-hmm.
The taco test is where you take a leaf and you try to fold it in half like a taco. And if the leaf is dehydrated enough, it will bend into the taco shape, thus indicating you should water it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like waiting for your pearls to get wrinkly. I've had success with the taco test because I'm just waiting for them to get a little bendy.
A little flexible.
A little tiny bit.
Yeah. I'm not waiting for them to be like full taco. And I also have, like, when they're hydrated enough, I will snap a leaf.
I was going to say, don't force the taco.
Yes. Snapped a few on accident.
Now what I'll do is I will just feel the leaf with my fingers. Yeah. And because I know, like, the flexicity that I'm looking for, I can just gauge it by touching a leaf.
Sure.
And I just look at them, and like, you can tell by how thick or thin they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So again, taco test is great for beginners. Eventually you'll get more comfortable with the plant. Mm-hmm. Once you've grown it, you'll be able to see. But you can also just do, is the soil mostly dry? Yes, no, okay, cool, water. Or, oh, no water.
Oh, we should talk about how rubies will always look like they have mealies.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have this little tuft of white fuzz.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like a little armpit hair for the plant. And it looks like mealybugs. However,
it is not.
Not. Yeah. So Athonicapensis definitely gave me a couple heart attacks.
Right.
I first started growing it, but you look a little closer. Every plant has them. The white fuzzies don't melt away with alcohol.
No, they don't.
Like a mealybug. And then since they're always
on... I swear it gets fluffier.
They're always on the same spot. They're always like on the node.
Yeah.
But
it's like how Hoya will throw out this little fuzzy white spot, and I always think they have mealies on the new leaves.
The little like aerial root buds look like aphids on my Huskaliana, I'm like, ah, no, but it's just the plant. Aerial,
the little yellow, propagating,
fertilizing. Anyone ever pollinated?
No.
You pollinated your string ofs?
Yeah, I got my Silver Glory.
I was gonna say hearts. Hearts flower really easily.
All of mine flower nonstop.
String of pearls were a big flower for me.
My watermelons, like, never stop.
When you're talking watermelons, are you talking the Deschidia or?
No, it's actually the string of watermelons.
Yeah, well, there's a Deschidia watermelons too.
Really?
Oh, it's because it's a Peperomia. Peperomia.
Deschidia?
No, this watermelons we're talking about.
No.
Oh.
Nope. It's a curio.
Whatever.
So yeah, there's three quote unquote, you will, watermelon vining plants that
the Deschidia is a different one.
So there's a Deschidia, there's a Peperomia, and then whichever one you're talking about.
Yeah. A curio or whatever. You know, they look like little chunky watermelons, and I love them. Those ones bloom for me nonstop. The rubies bloom nonstop.
So did you have a successful pollination where you got seeds?
I did. I grew the seeds.
You did?
Yes.
I don't know that you told me that. Love it.
I just randomly came up with a picture of it a while ago.
I just looked up string of watermelons. It looks very different from the ones I've been picturing in my brain this whole time. I've been thinking of the Peperomia.
You mean Deschidia?
No.
There's a Peperomia watermelon?
I think so.
Now I'm going to look.
Yep, wait.
Oh, or is this the one you're thinking of?
I can't see from here.
Yes.
Those ones are pretty cool, though. I wouldn't mind those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of Discidia.
Yes, yes.
Those are cute.
Because the Peperomia one looks like a Peperomia, but watermelon leaves.
Yes.
These look like little round watermelons.
Yeah.
On a vine.
Yeah.
I was interested in growing that one.
Yeah.
I still would be if someone had cutting. I don't want to buy it.
Are you talking Curio or Discidia?
It's the Discidia one.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they are.
The Discidia one...
Let me go on Etsy.
It was very popular for a while.
Yeah.
$45 on UST.
This 4-inch one is $8.
Ooh.
Maybe we should all go get
some. Oh, on a side note, Maryland. Julian was talking about the Tonkadale tie, and I was like, I know the history of that tie. And then I asked him whose tie is nicer, mine or Tonkadale's, and he was like, yours, hands down.
Oh.
At first I thought tie like a necktie, and then it kicked in, and I was like, oh.
No.
Wait a minute.
Their mascot tie from when it had fungus or bugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They've gotten theirs to fruit, though.
They have?
Mm-hmm. I saw it. They had, it was in there, it lived in their succulent room for a while. Oh. And when I was in there, it had fruit on it. This was last.
Well, they have a greenhouse. I don't.
This was last November. So November of 24. Cool. Sorry, November 23. Mm-hmm. Ahoya?
Which one is it?
Angloensis?
Nope. Wait.
Oh, Engleriana.
Oh. Negative. I don't have that one.
You like it?
Because it's like string of something.
It's like the really flat little.
Yeah. I need linear.
I like the cute little. Mm.
Okay, back to string of. What were we talking about?
Propagating flowers.
Seeds growing.
Seeds. Jen has made seeds happen.
Any advice if we want to try propagate or pollinating our hoyas? What the hell are we talking about? String ofs.
I took two flowers and I just went. Blah, blah, blah.
One more time for the pup people in the back. How'd that go?
Blah, blah, blah.
It's like when you make your Barbies kiss when you're a kid.
Literally.
Now kiss. Okay, cool.
That was it. That's all I did. I wasn't actually expecting it to work, and then it did.
Fuck yeah, we love that.
I was going to say, there's Gatekeeper somewhere, like, writhing that you made that work.
I've never tried it again, which is weird. I should try that this spring when I have a bunch of different ones blooming at the same time and just be like,
see what happens.
Kiss.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I love that.
Kiss and see what happens. We're going to make a baby.
I would love a variegated orange river. That'd be cool.
That would be wild.
Cool.
That'd be very cool. I have plants that could make that happen.
Yeah.
I went through a phase very early on when I realized I was successful with the string of bananas. And I was like, I want all the string of.
Yeah.
And I had most of them. I wasn't willing to pay the price on the string of nickels. So I didn't have that one. I do now. Thanks to Katie. Thanks, Katie. It's actually growing. You guys, I'll have to go show it to. Finally hit the jackpot on what that thing wants. But yeah, I collected all the four major string of hearts, all the string of tears, beans, that kind of thing. I finally figured out how to grow string of turtles. I'm on my fifth like iteration because sometimes I'll like rot them or kill them, and then I have to take cuttings and
They're
start
so
over.
They're so easy to rot though.
So I'm on my fifth pot. But this is definitely the best one yet. It's in my tent. I'll have to show you because they're finally, the turtles are big and they're finally like they're actually, I think they're actually finally happy in this stage of it.
Remember my giant turtles I used to have? I miss that thing on a daily basis.
Do you have some turtles at home?
Yeah. They're just small. Yeah. They're not the massive like foot and a half long plant anymore.
I know. That was so sad. Did you have mealy bugs?
Yeah, I had mealy.
Ooh. Let's talk about leaf size.
What? Sizing up?
Yeah. How to get them bigger.
More light, more water.
More light, more water.
If you feel like growing them up a pole or up a stick or up a macrame, go for it. It'll work.
Mm-hmm. They'll get bigger.
I didn't commit to that life for very long.
Right.
No.
Because they also, I love how they look trailing.
Yeah.
They're so satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. Yeah, right now I just have string of hearts, variegated string of hearts, and variegated pearls. And bananas. Jen gave me bananas again.
Bananas. Should we go through the list of the ones I have?
Sure, do it.
I made a list.
Oh, perfect.
So, when I organized all my plants and I put on a sheet of what I had of like most things. Let's see. I have my question marks that we don't know what it is. My bananas, beans, hearts, orange river, hearts, variegated, hearts, silver glory, pearls, variegated pearls, rubies, tears, turtles, two things of the watermelon. And then I have the burrow's tail and the donkey's tail included on this list.
Those are sedums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had frogs before. Not a fan. I had dolphins. Don't like them. I don't know.
It doesn't work for everybody.
I liked that I grew, you know, dolphins for a while. Mm-hmm. I rooted them in water, put them in LECA, and grew them in LECA. That worked really well because they don't like to dry out at all.
Yeah. Oh, I've had fish hooks. I've had needles. I've had ribbon.
Oh.
I found them boring. The string of ribbons, they're like super thin and bendy and flexible. Interesting. I had them for a while, but
it makes me think of stingray alocasia, which I still want.
You have stingray.
Yeah.
You mean flying squid.
Squid. I was flying squid.
You should get a Hoya retusa.
String of ribbons pulls up.
That's exactly what mine
string of ribbons.
Plant.
And then it's pulling up spider plants.
Yep. That's what mine's doing. I'm trying to find an actual...
Do you remember what the genus was?
Nope. I can try string of needles because some people called it a string of needles even though it wasn't.
Hoylinearis. I want that one again.
I'm still not sold on it.
It's funny how it's some of the plants you're just like, no, and I'm like, yes.
I'm not... When I've seen a really mature linearis like fully in bloom and I was like, okay, that's a cool linearis.
Yeah.
But I just not super into them.
Oh, sun stressing your variegated string of hearts.
Do it.
Tons of light. They get hot pink.
Oh, I remember you had those.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a needle, but
yeah, okay. They're like flat needles.
Yeah. Sun stressing your variegated string of hearts needs tons of light. They'll get like a nice vivid pink. But like the whole plant, like the plant has to be receiving light for it to be pink all over. So like for mine, it gets pink on the top of the plant because that's what's under the grow light.
Right.
But the strands hanging down that aren't getting light are just white variegation with the green chloroplast.
They're so pretty though when they're all pink. Because like with mine, because I have mine in my west window, half of them, like the front side is like pink and the other side is not. So I like rotate
well, that was
every
just
couple
like your
weeks.
String of rubies too.
Yep.
You had purple.
Oh yeah. Yep.
On one side because that's what they sun stress to. And then the other side was green.
So now I rotate them.
That's good.
So now they're purple all the everywhere.
Nice.
Love it. Do you have any more tips and tricks for growing string ups?
Patience.
I would
once you figure it out though, they grow really fast.
Exactly.
I would say if you're a person
but as far as patience as like they're gonna snag on everything, they're gonna get tangled all the time.
They're gonna get stuck to stuff.
They're gonna get stick with stuff.
They get sticky.
You have to be gentle with them because you can easily rip off their leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you rip a vine, time to propagate.
Yes.
Always. I would like to say for the people who are like, I can't grow a string of hearts. You can. You just need to pay more attention to your plants.
Yes.
Easy.
Yes.
They are an easy forgiving plant. You just have to, make sure they're getting enough light and you have to water appropriately. If you are rotting them all the time, they're not getting enough light and you're overwatering.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Like pay a little bit more attention, watch what you're doing, know what you're supposed to do. And that's why I think a lot of people are just like, I can't grow them is because they're just not even doing it right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not willing to fuck around and find out.
Yep.
So you can absolutely do it. They're easy. They're a joy. Just pay attention to your plants. Everyone can do it.
I love them.
You absolutely have it in you.
They're plant that got me into all the other plants.
Yeah.
They're also easier than growing a succulent in Minnesota.
True.
Yep.
So like it's almost like the gateway to succulents. I think they're easier than succulents.
And you never know who you'll meet along the way.
That's how Jen and I got to be friends.
Yep.
String ups are the reason
I was asking for.
We are friends. I gave you free cuttings of watermelons.
Yeah, because I was asking. It was right after I had joined the houseplant collective, and I was like, does anyone have a string of watermelons? I can't find them anywhere.
And I was like, dude, I got you. Mm-hmm. And then I talked you into buying like three of my plants.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay.
And I was like, say less.
I was happy because like that was when I was getting like sick of watermelons for falling off on me every time. And you were like, I want them. I was like, I'll give you free cuttings. All right, you can buy the mother plant.
And I said, well, I'll buy the mother plant then.
Yep. And it worked out because now we're friends and now we just give each other plants.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is quite lovely.
Let's have a hand hug. The string ups rotted together.
My hands are so cold.
They're clammy.
My hands are cold. My hands are always so cold.
Do you need a blanket?
No, my hands are just always cold.
Okay.
Same with my feet. My feet are just always cold.
All right, folks. Getting off topic here.
Plan of the week.
Jen's feet are always cold.
Yes.
All right. Who's got a plan of the week?
Me.
Oh, God. I forgot about this part.
Yeah, me too. No, just kidding. I made a list. Go ahead, Christine.
I've been really into my alocasia cuprea. When you were over for the last set of episodes with Tyler, you saw the, like that leaf that was still hardening off.
This was in your window, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I did move it because it got so cold. It was starting to turn down. And I was like, I'm going to move you away from the window for now while it's cold. But that leaf probably grew like 50% larger since then. And now it's hardened off. So it just got a real nice giant leaf on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing well as far as keeping that.
Good job, Capria.
Successful.
In the spirit of the episode, my plant of the week is going to be my variegated string of hearts. I'm actually surprised I haven't ever made this one plant of the week before.
Never?
I guess not. That seems unlikely, but I went. I was procrastinating going to bed one night, and so I went through and I made a note of what my plans of the week were for all 82 episodes. And surprisingly, we actually skipped plan of the week for like 5 episodes early on, which blows my mind. But
yeah,
String of Turtles have been my plan for the week, but for some reason, my Variegated String of Hearts never made it on the list. So now it is their turn. They're amazing. And then bonus, you guys get to see the plant that I talked about in this episode that is relevant.
For reference listeners, Kaylin texted me at 12 o'clock one night.
12 o'clock at night.
And then at 2:30. You had gone through all of the episodes.
Yeah, Christine has a list, but the list only went, it started at like episode 30 something. I missed a couple weeks. Something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went and verified by listening to the ends of all the episodes. And like we're kind of all over the place. So like it was not easy to find it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be to find the plan.
Oh, it's
the
not
week.
Always like in the last 5 minutes. Yeah. It's like not. Right now, because we're doing plan of the week and we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then sometimes we'll be like, here's 10 more minutes after plan of the week. Like, what are we even doing?
Staying rough.
And then sometimes, like, if one of us says a plan of the week, we're just like, plan of the week, done. And then some of us are like, plan of the week, here's a 5 minute story. So like
that is funny because I've noticed that too. Because sometimes you'll do like plan on the week and there'll be this big long back story.
Of why?
And sometimes you're like, it's this. I like it. Next. And I'm like, okay.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yep. And those are the ones that were really easy to miss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those quick ones. So congratulations. Very good to three hearts.
What's yours, Jen?
I am stuck in between two. Uh-huh. Should I do this one?
Ooh.
Or should I do my Ruby?
I feel like tears, beans, whatever. Beans.
We'll do my string of beans because they are very chunky.
Nice.
I also got them from Kaylin a long time ago.
Aww.
But like some of the actual like beans are like the size of my finger.
Wow.
And they're like big, green, and glossy. They nice. Live in my grow tent and they love it.
Cool.
Congrats, plants of the week. Thanks everyone for tuning in to listen to us talk about string of plants. As always, please join our Discord server if you would like to be in our lovely plant community. You can get to see all of our plants of the week and participate in plant conversations. And for the most part, everyone's extremely nice.
I was like,
what do you mean by for the most part?
It's like the scientific 1%. I can't guarantee that everyone's always nice.
Oh, fair. I was going to say, I can pretty confidently say everyone's pretty nice in our Discord.
I know everyone's pretty nice.
I can't think of any like interaction
where I'm
like, no,
for legal purposes, 99% of everyone is nice.
As of this recording.
Where you can say like, virtually all blah, blah, blah.
Something like that, yeah. 99.9%. Right? For legal reasons. My lawyers say I can't say this. I know there's a lot of toxicity in the plant community.
There is.
But not ours.
We tried to be nice, but also, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you pretty much know we're going to tell you you need more light. And you're already working on it, so we don't have to tell you things you don't want to hear, like, oh, it needs fertilizer. Now I'm just picking on those people. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
I was going to say you're not sorry. You're never sorry.
All right.
Anyway, we like plants. We like giving them light. We like sitting here talking about plants. So thank you, as always, for joining us. We hope you had a nice time.
We'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah.
Good
day. Bye-bye.